chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. If you'll bear with us this morning, we want to read this entire chapter. It's only 21 verses. But I think it'll be beneficial to us. Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle. On their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the face of men. They had hair as the hair of women. Their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. They had tails like in the scorpions. There were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altars, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. The four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. Amen. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was a third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were likened to serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. The rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands. They should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Amen. Verse 16, let's read again. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000 thousands. And I heard the number of them. 200 million. Amen. There's probably several titles that we could talk to you from these verses this morning out of this chapter. But perhaps I would like to talk to you and address it in this form this morning. Hell's wrecking crew. Amen. People play with sin and the works of the flesh as though they were never going to be judged for their sin. Hello. Last night at convention, Brother Grease preached a message. I wish that everybody could have heard. Under Authority was the title of his message, but he preached about rebellion, a masterpiece. And he said, and I, when you consider it, and I think it's probably very true, that all sin has its roots in rebellion. Hello. People live, and they don't care what anybody says. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to live how they want to live. Don't matter what the preacher says. Don't matter what the Bible says. They just got their mind made up to do their own thing. But I want to tell you, this morning there is a day of reckoning coming. Amen. When I read these verses out of this chapter this week and again this morning, and I consider how awful things are going to be after a while. Amen. This is probably the best age and the best time that we could ever desire to live in. People can be saved if they want to be saved. There is no excuse. Come on here. There is no excuse for you not being saved and living right. We're living in a time when people do not want to accept their responsibility for their own conduct and behavior. They want to pass the blame off on somebody else. Somebody say amen. Society has taught them to do that. Amen. Amen. I heard this week on the news, going back and forth to a convention, and there was a 10-year-old boy that was so violent and such a criminal. Hear me now. Amen. And had committed such heinous crimes. 10-year-old boy. And he was so feared that when he went to court, a 10-year-old boy, they had to bring him in leg irons. A 10-year-old boy. Hello. We are living in a generation that wants to blame society for all of their conduct and behavior. Want to blame somebody else for their, amen, their own vices and their criminal behavior, their sin, their hatefulness. Come on here. Amen. We want to blame the husband. Amen. If it wasn't for him, I'd do better. Amen. You don't do better because you don't want to do better. I'm going to blame the wife. Amen. It's the wife's fault because I'm doing what I'm doing or acting the way I'm acting. Amen. Come on here. I've through the years of pastoring churches and dealing with people, I hear it all the time. Amen. I hear men say that if my wife would be a wife to me, amen, I would not seek outside relationship and seeking some companionship apart from my wife. I want to tell you, amen, when you stand before God on judgment day, you will be judged by what you do. Come on here. Amen. I said amen. We are living in a generation that does not want to accept their own responsibility. If they steal something, they want to blame somebody else because they stole it. Amen. They made me do it. They drove me to it. If they kill somebody, they want to blame it on... Amen. Come on here. Temporary insanity. Amen. Our judicial system is probably in the worst shambles it has ever been in. Amen. It doesn't take much to figure that out. The Menendez brothers is a... Come on. Amen. Is a prime example of how depraved that our judicial system is. Amen. 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 But I want to tell you, man is not going to escape the judgments of God. Satan, the devil, is preconditioning, amen, people for the end time right now. Amen. The days of opportunity is growing shorter. Amen. Every day that the calendar flips over another, amen, day in another week in another month, time is growing shorter and shorter. Amen. When I read this ninth chapter, of Revelation, I am amazed that here are 200 million, amen. And just as sure as you're born, these are literal, amen, creatures. Come on, 200 million. I cannot hardly fathom how many that is. When I read these verses, amen, I shudder at the chaos that's coming upon this world. Amen. Amen. Why are conditions worsening now? Amen. Is God about to release the devil and all of his imps from the regions of the damned upon this world? Amen. Is all of these, amen, fallen angels that have been in captivity for years about to be unleashed upon this world to create havoc and destruction? Amen. When we read the ninth chapter, amen, of Revelation, we must come to the realization that this world is destined for a reckoning day. Come on here. Amen. Amen. And the number of the army were 200,000. And I heard the number. Amen. Such sentences as these and verses as these has always been in the Bible. Amen. But I think that as the days pass by, they're, amen, becoming more and more in focus. And we realize that the end is upon us. We don't have much time. Time's running out. Amen. We don't have much time to make things right. Amen. If God so saw fit that God did not take you, amen, by a tragic accident and take you, amen, out of this world to face Him, amen, as a son of ancient God, amen. But I want to tell you, if you continue to live in this world, you also are going to face a reckoning day. Amen, Dr. S.I. McMillan, amen, the medical doctor who gave us the book, None of These Diseases, and And it's a wonderful book. If you've never read it, I'd encourage you to read that book, None of These Diseases, by Dr. S.I. McMillan. Amen. And he gave us another book entitled Discern These Times. It's a penetrating study of the end time and the revelation. Amen. And the things that's going to befall man in the last days. And in this book, he distinguishes between Satan's wrath and God's wrath. Amen. The work of the devil and the work of God. And sometime it is forgotten by the sinner and the God rejecter and the truth rejecter that the devil does not love you. Hello? The devil does not love the sinner. Amen. Amen. The devil despises you. If the devil loved the sinner, if the devil loved a drunkard, amen, he would cause him to quit drinking. Amen. And sober him up. He doesn't. The devil wants him to drink more than he's ever drank in all of his life. The devil does not love the adulterer. Amen. If he did, he would cause him to straighten up his life. Amen. And be faithful to his wife. And do that that's right. But the devil, amen, does not love you, my friend. The devil wants to destroy your soul in hell. That's his purpose. That's his mission. That's his intent, is to get as many souls of men as he possibly can and carry them to eternity lost. Amen. That's his ultimate goal. The Bible said he has come to rob, to steal, and to destroy. Amen. It's amazing to me that people can go to church, amen, and sit under a holiness preacher, can sit under Bible preaching, and never move one ounce closer to God. If anything, they become worse and worse as the days and weeks pass by. Instead of hearing the truth, amen, and accepting the truth and believing the truth, amen, and living better and making a change in their life, to the contrary. Amen, it seems like that they do the very opposite. And the more truth they hear, the more vile and wicked they become. The more truth they hear, amen, the more rebellious they are. The more truth they hear, amen, the further backwards they want to go. The more truth they hear, amen, and know, if you will, here this morning, amen, the more they will rebel and say, I don't believe that. Amen, I refuse to accept that. Amen, and they become more wicked and more vile and more, amen, I want to say here, more contemptible, amen, more resistant, amen, against the truth than ever before. Amen, people right in this church, amen, you have heard more gospel preaching in this church than the average church. Amen, amen, we have had preachers come through here, amen, some of the greatest preachers of our time, if you will. Amen, some of the greatest preachers that has shook, amen, whole cities, for God has graced this pulpit right here and preached from this, amen, podium and this, amen, in this sanctuary. And instead of people listening, instead of people changing their way of living and changing their conduct, amen, they get worse. Amen, they go back to the mud hole and the slime pits of the devil. They set up a defense of rebellion. Amen. And they are, amen, by their actions, they have said, I'll do what I want to do. I don't care what anybody says. Amen. I'm going to do it. Amen. Go ahead, my friend. But the devil is preconditioning you for the end time. Amen. And there is a reckoning day coming that you are not going to escape. Amen, the judgments of God. And when you reject the truth, there is nothing left, amen, but for God to unleash, amen, the very thing that you want, you think you want, and hell will be your destiny.
Amen.
it's as much the nature of the devil to destroy as it is the nature of God to save. God loves man. God loves mankind. Come on here. God wants to save man. God does everything in His power to reach a lost soul that's dying and going to hell. God is a merciful God. God extends His arms of long-suffering and patience for days and weeks and months and sometimes even years. Amen. To hearts and lives. Amen. Trying to get men to hear and receive the truth. God is bent on saving souls. God desires to reach the lost. Amen. But when you flip the coin over on the other side, the devil is bent on killing and destroying. Amen. The devil is just as determined to destroy the soul of man as God is to save the soul of man. Amen. The devil wants to destroy every soul in hell. Amen. That he possibly can. Amen. When I read these verses of Scripture and I understand, amen, what God is saying to us in the book of Revelation. Amen. Oh, this devil is a destroyer. Amen. Amen. His wrath is described in this 9th chapter of Revelation. The Bible said, amen, come on here. The Bible said that the angel of the bottomless pit opened the cannon. Amen, opened the pit. And out of that pit came some of the most hideous creatures that can be described in vocabulary. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible said, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came up, amen, out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Amen. They went forth, amen, to destroy. That is the work of the devil. Amen. Come on here. Amen. When I read this 9th chapter of Revelation, amen, this is the devil's last offensive and all-out effort, amen, to either rule or ruin men. Amen. A major part of this last book of the Bible, amen, Satan is mobilizing every energy that he has, every demon powers of darkness, amen, every effort that he can, every arsenal in his, amen, strategy to destroy the souls of men has been pulled out of storage. And here we have a description of hell's wrecking crew. Amen, to wreck the souls of men. My God, amen, I don't understand men and women of this generation. Amen, all they got to do is look around and see how sin has wrecked and ruined the lives of men. Amen. It has destroyed their character. It has destroyed everything that's right and wholesome and virtuous. It has destroyed everything that is pure that sin touches. Amen. It's polluted. Amen. It looks like to me their eyes would be open. Amen. But at the same time, I understand that the devil has blinded their eyes. Amen. And deafen their ears. Amen. Even though they know the truth, it never gets to their heart. And they see where they're going. Amen. The devil will mobilize every reserve and unloose every weapon in his arsenal. Amen. Upon the souls of men that is rejected God. Now, I want to tell you this morning. You don't have to be a robber, a bank robber, to die and go to hell. You don't have to be a murderer to die and go to hell. All you have to do is rebel against God and refuse to accept the truth, and you are lost. Here is a description of a fire war that's going on. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women. Well, I've seen that around. Amen. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tail. And their power was to hurt men, hurt men 5 months. Amen. And then, hear me. Amen. Then there was an angel, the Bible said. Amen. In our King James Version, the king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, if you'll, amen, have any understanding at all of Scripture, amen, that is not an angel from heaven. That is a fallen angel. Amen. That is king over the hordes and the demon powers of darkness. Amen. Amen. The devil is going to bring his arsenal out of the bottomless pit. Amen. To torment men. Amen. Help me here. Amen. When I understand what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. When I understand what this book says in this 9th chapter. Amen. I shudder. Amen. To understand that these angels, amen, are going to be loosed, amen, out of the bottomless pit. These fallen angels, these demons of the underworld. And this king, amen, is going to in turn loose, amen, other fallen angels. Amen, and demons of darkness is going to perpetrate, amen, the torture, amen, of men for 5 months upon this earth. Amen. You talking about a horrible time. Amen. Help me here. Amen. Anybody in their right mind would say, preacher, I don't want to be here when that, amen, those demons, powers of darkness is unleashed upon this world. But my friend, if you do not accept Jesus Christ and live a life of holiness, you will be here. And to you it will be a day of reckoning.
Amen. Weapons of mass destruction in the arsenal. Massive. The Bible talks to us in the 8th and 9th chapters of Revelation. Amen. The fraction is used 1/3. Amen. By repetition, in the 8th and 9th chapter, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. Amen. When you look in your Bible, in chapter 8, verse 7, talks about 1/3, a third part of the trees are burnt. In verse 8, third part of the sea becomes blood. Verse 9, third part of the creatures died. Verse 9, third part of the ships were destroyed. Amen. Verse 10, third part of the rivers are hit by fire. Amen. Verse 11, a third part of the waters are poisoned. Amen. Verse 12, a third part of the sun is darkened, and the moon, a third part of the moon is darkened, and a third part of the stars are darkened. Amen. To where the light only shines a third part of the day. In chapter 9, in verse 15, amen, the Bible talks to us about a third part of men die and are killed. Amen. Amen. Third part of men, amen, are slain. Amen. By this horrible, amen, 200 million. 200 million, amen, force, if you will, from the underworld.
Amen. No, they're not Hitler's army. Amen. These are demons of darkness. Amen. These are forces of the underworld that are unleashed upon this earth. Amen. To torment men for 5 months, if you will. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. This is, if you will, this is hell's wrecking crew. Amen. We are living in a society that will not hear the truth and will not obey the truth and will not listen to the truth. They have their own minds made up. But I want to tell you, the day will come, amen, when they will wish that they did obey the truth. Amen. But instead, judgment has come and reckoning day has come. Amen. You need to read these verses, amen, and understand what it says and read it with apprehension. Amen. When you start reading this ninth chapter and verses 1 and 2, amen, it said, I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Amen. And he opened the bottomless pit. Amen. In verse 13 of chapter 8, woe is pronounced upon the inhabitants of the earth. Amen. You think that you're in a living hell now? You think that you feel like that you're, amen, living in hell now? I want to tell you, my friend, times are going to get worse for you. Amen. It's not going to get any better. If you want times to get better for you, then live for God and serve the Lord. The Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness, which without no man shall see God. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Savage, well, it depends upon what your definition of holiness is. Amen. All you have to do is read the Bible. The Bible tells you what the definition of holiness is. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't agree with your definition. It doesn't matter what your definition or my definition is. It's what this book says. Hello here. Come on here. Amen. The Bible said, in holiness, which without no man shall see God. A rebellious spirit is not holiness.
Praise God. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Amen. Don't ignore it. Amen. Don't brush it aside. Amen. Don't discount it. Amen. Don't throw it in file 13, my friend. You need to listen. You need to understand that there's a reckoning day coming. And the devil himself is going to be sent to torment men. And the demons and the powers of hell will be unleashed upon this world. Before, I want to tell you, this is before Judgment Day. This is before men are cast into hell. This is before the lake of fire. This is on this earth during the tribulation period. Amen. And reckoning day. And these creatures from the hideous underworld of darkness and hell are going to be sent to this world to torment men for 5 months.
Notice who they torment. Those who have rejected truth. Hell's wrecking crew. I want to tell you something this morning. Nothing can happen until God releases the restraints that are presently upon wickedness in this world. I understand sin is worse now than it's ever been. Come on here. But if there is still a certain amount of restraint, preaching right this morning. I'm going to get closer before I get out of this meeting today. God has placed a certain matter of fact, the church itself, the presence of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a restraining force against the powers of hell and darkness. But you wait till the church is taken out of here. And you wait until God lifts His hands of restraint. Amen. Upon this, amen, God-rejecting world. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, when you reject the truth, then you automatically, you don't have anything to do with it. When you reject the truth, you automatically open the door to every foul spirit and demon of darkness.
I've heard people say, I would never do this and I would never do that. But when you reject the truth, you have automatically shut the door against God
and you have opened the door to sin and rebellion. Come on here. And every hideous sin imaginable to man. Amen.
I've heard people say, I would never.
Excuse me.
I would never do things like that criminal, that serial killer, Daimler. I would never.
But when you reject the truth, you have opened the door to every foul spirit of the devil.
When America as a nation rejects God, and it has become illegal, he meant to place the Ten Commandments in any public building in the United States of America. And it is illegal to pray anywhere. Come on here. It becomes illegal for you to pray and to talk to anybody on your job about God and salvation. When we as a nation rejects God, amen, then we have thrown away the standard of morality. And we do, amen, as they did, every man does that which is right in his own eyes. Amen. You've heard that phrase for years, but we are fastly approaching it, even in the church. We are fastly approaching the day, amen, where everybody does whatever he wants to do because he's right. He does right in his own sight. The reason is because they have rejected the truth. They have rejected what God's Word says. They have shut the door against truth. Truth has fallen in the street, if you will. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God help me. Amen. God's dealing with me on a message for the service tonight. And I want every one of you, amen, to be here that possibly can in the service tonight. But I wanted to tell you that truth has fallen in the streets. Amen. You're talking about a travesty of justice. Amen. When you reject the truth as a nation and we have no guidelines of morality, I want to tell you, when we as a nation throw the Bible out and throw the Ten Commandments out, amen, then there is no standard of morality left. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. When you read the last verse of this chapter 9, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Amen. And the reason, amen, we are seeing a rise in crime and fornication and adultery is it become an accepted part of our society. Come on here. I'm preaching right now. Amen. An extramarital, amen, relationship, amen, is no longer frowned upon. You can shack up with anybody you want to. Amen, is because we have destroyed the principle of morality. We no longer believe what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Don't y'all fall out with me this morning. Amen. Years ago, I told a preacher friend of mine, amen, and he disagreed with me at the time, and he came back later, amen, a couple of years later, And he said, "You're right, Brother Savage." He said, "I've seen it. I have witnessed it." Amen. Tell a lie, he will commit adultery, given the right set of circumstances. When we reject the truth, we open the door to all the vices of sin. That's the reason that God said, without holiness, no man shall see God. Only the Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Who shall abide in thy holy tabernacle? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Oh, do you understand this morning that all sin is the product of an evil heart? And if the heart is impure, and if the heart is evil, amen, then in that heart, amen, no wonder the writer of the Old Testament said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, and who can know it? Amen. The heart, if it is impure, if the heart is wicked, if the heart is evil, amen, if the heart is sinful, amen, then the life will become sinful in time. Amen. You have opened the door, amen, to all the other vices of sin. That's the reason the New Testament said, he that is guilty of breaking one of the law is guilty of all. Amen. Because you have opened the door and become susceptible to every vice that the devil has to offer. If you will break one law, you will break another law of God. Somebody say amen. If you will help me here. Oh, amen. I want to tell you, the devil is not your friend. Sin is not your friend. Amen. Sin, help me here. The world and the worldly pleasures and the fleshly appetites and the passions, amen, the flesh, amen, are not your friends. Amen. They will destroy your soul in hell.
That verse talking about the heathen and the vision to reach the lost. Thank you, brother. In chapter 29, verse 18. That's it.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. But let's read the rest of that verse. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Happy. You know what the literal translation of that word is? And if some of you, amen, if some of you have your date Bible there, you can run the reference on that verse and you can find out for yourself. But in the original, in the literal translation of that is, where there is no restraint, the people go wild. Brother Dake puts a little different slant on it, but says the same thing. Amen. He said, where there is no vision, or where there is no consciousness of responsibility regarding keeping the law, the people perish for its lack of enforcement. Amen. Amen. But the one who in such time keeps the law is blessed and happy. Amen.
think sometimes that us holiness preachers are way off base whenever we try to get you to understand that you must live by the teachings of this scripture. And you are responsible for that. Come on here. Amen. You know why? Because we as preachers of the gospel see where the end is leading you. And we understand that the road that you're traveling on, you cannot see where that trend is leading. Because you only see, amen, that one thing in itself, isolated from all other, amen, factors involved. You only see that one thing, but you cannot take on one trait of this world, amen, without that trait taking on another trait. And you cannot measure a trend until you have 2 points. Measure and determine which way that trend is going until you have seen the end of it. Come on, come on. The wages of sin is death. It's what the Bible said. Amen. God saw what the end was. Amen. The prophets of old saw what the end was. Amen. The New Testament, amen, gospels and apostles saw what the end was. Amen. The holiness preachers of our day see what the end is. But you cannot see. Amen. All you can see is this enjoyment of pleasure for this moment. And isolated by itself, you cannot see any sin or harm or wrong in that one particular thing. Like that one vice. And you can't see that. I'm preaching right this morning. You can't see that. Amen. The preacher can see it and he preaches against what, amen, that first vice that you took on up here. That first worldly pleasure. And you said that preacher's haywire. He's all wet. Amen. He doesn't understand that. Amen. We're just enjoying the living. Amen. Help me here. But the preacher sees where that trend is going. Everybody say amen. And when you rebel against the preacher and what he's trying to tell you, you have opened the door. Downward trend in your spiritual relationship with God. Come on. Am I preaching you right this morning? When a person rejects the truth and they reject what the preacher has said. I told the folks at Sear Falls at the end of the service last night, I said, it is a dangerous thing when you hear holiness preaching to say, I don't believe it like that. Hello? When you have done that, you have set up a spirit of rebellion that Brother Greaves so ably preached about last night. And from that point, you have taken sides with the flesh.
And every entertaining pleasure
then becomes appealing and desirable. I want to set the stage for you here this morning, if you'll listen to me. Amen. Oh, help me, Lord. Time's flying by. I want to set the stage for you. When you reject the truth, rebellion sets up in your heart. You don't commit bad sins to start with. Because you would never indulge in big bad sins then.
you have some consciousness yet. I'm preaching right. You have some semblance of what's right and wrong as of yet. Amen. But you have set the stage. And now you have rebelled for the first time against truth. I just don't see it that way. Now, if you don't understand it, that's one thing. Come on here. Just say, I don't understand. But I don't reject it. I'll pray and ask God to help me. You set up that spirit of rebellion. You have set a precedent to reject every ounce of truth that comes to you from that point on. And you have opened the door to worse sins than what you had before. When you reject the truth for the first time and you rebel against it, amen, then you start talking to your wife, to your husband, to your mother, or to your father, or to somebody related to you closely, or to a friend. And you will immediately set up a defense for what you are indulging in. Come on here. And you will defend what you do. Well, I just don't see any wrong in it. I'm preaching right. Amen. And you'll try to get as many people as you can to agree with you. Hallelujah. The chain reaction follows. The next time the preacher preaches, it may be a totally different preacher. It may be an evangelist that comes by and he touches something else in your life that you have now taken on. Amen. Now, come on here. I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. Amen. Reckoning day is coming. You hear me? Amen. Reckoning. Hell's reckoning crew is going to be unleashed on this world. Amen. And you are going to be the victim of it unless you wake up. Watch TV. Well, it's not as bad as the preacher said. I'm not a dummy. I've pastored churches for most of my life. There's a young man, lived in Mesquite, Texas. Bill Paragory knows him. Kenneth House. Dear young man in the church there. I loved him. I loved him. He was a friend. We had good times together. But Kenneth got out of fellowship and he rebelled against the truth. And he started watching TV. Come on here. And then he missed church on Sunday nights. He still come on Sunday morning. Come on here. But he went boating on the weekend down at Lake Tawakoni and fishing. Amen. And water skiing. You see, there's nothing wrong and evil, amen, in just going for a boat ride in and of itself. But when you couple that trend, amen, with the fact that you didn't go to church today, amen, and you'd rather be at the lake, amen, that trend leads to another trend. Hallelujah. Come on here. I'm preaching right. And then he said, I'm just watching the news on TV. And then I'm just watching the good programs. I love Lucy. I don't know where this good. I don't know where they get the good out of. I love Lucy. Amen. Of course, she's been dead for some time now. Amen. But and then he just watched the, amen, comedy on TV. And then he got to where he watched all the foul, the filth, the corruption. And then he went to the bowling alleys. And then he began to shoot pool. And then he played cards. And every time, without exception, when he would come to church, and there was by chance a preacher that came and preached against some work of the flesh in his life that he was involved in, he would get huffy. I don't think that's right. He's always. And his visits to the church got more scarce. More scarce. I'm preaching right this morning. Amen. And it got to where he didn't come at all until, amen, one day he wound up flat on his back. Amen. And I went to visit him. Amen. And he said, Brother Savage, I said, of course you can't. The devil's got your eyes blinded. And you are enjoying your indulgences. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Until he reached the bottom. And I said to him, Kenneth, the day will come, if you ever get right with God, you will turn around and say, I don't understand why. Kenneth, a few months ago, died with cancer. Amen. I prayed with him several times on the telephone. And he said, Brother Savage, he said, I'd give anything. I'd give everything I own if I could call it all back and do it over. As best I can tell and know, Kenneth made it right before he died. And lived for God several weeks and months before he died. But he lost his family. He lost his wife. Jeanette was one of the best singers you ever heard in your life. Amen. We had a trio in that church that could sing like a professional. They could sing and the power of God would fall. Their harmony was perfect. Amen. Help me here. I'm preaching to you right this morning. Somebody say amen. Jeanette was one of the singers in that trio. She could sing like a mockingbird. And their harmony so flowed together. Amen. That many times people were moved and stirred. Amen. To pray at an altar without any preaching. Because God was in their life. Amen. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. Amen. But when Kenneth died, Kenneth's heart was right. Amen. But Kenneth's heart never did get straight. And she painted her face like a Jezebel. She had more rings and diamonds, pearls, ear bobs than you could shake a stick at. She made herself up like a clown and wore clothes. That was a disgrace to women. Come on here. That did not start all of a sudden. The trend was starting way back. But down the road. I'm preaching this morning.
Preacher, you're nuts! Preacher, I don't believe it!
Hell's wrecking crew will drag your soul into eternal hell.
You don't have to listen to this preacher. You can shut your ears this morning and sit there and hear me with your ear, but never get in your heart. And you can tune me out and think of something else in your mind while I'm trying to preach to you this morning. Hear me? You hear me? Come on here.
Amen. And when the trumpet sounds, you think for 1 minute, just because you attend church occasionally, amen, that it's going to be all right with you. But you remember what God said in His book. Without holiness, no man shall see God.
You can believe. Amen. You can say, if anybody else is right with God, I'm right with God. You can ignore the truth and sear your conscience with a hot iron. Amen. You can have such a callous spirit that nobody can talk to you about, amen, making any better changes in your life. Amen. I'm dressing the way I want to dress. Come on, I'm preaching to you right this morning. Amen. I'll pull my shirt off and get a tan if I want to. Amen. If you want a tan, you come see me. I got a belt. I'll give you a tan in if that's what you're after. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on here. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 You can go ahead. Do your own thing. Amen. Let your necklines plunge. Amen. Tell your belly button and expose your bosom, if you will. Amen. And shorten the tail of your dresses and tell, amen, it's a ridiculous, amen, a shame and a disgrace to womanhood. I'm preaching right. Go ahead, sir. Amen. Put on your shorts. Amen. Go to your places of amusement. Go ahead. Go to King's Dominion. Amen. I'm preaching right this morning. Amen. Go ahead. Go to the bowling alley. Go ahead. Amen. Play your pool. Amen. Go ahead. Play your cards. Amen. But there's a reckoning day coming. Amen. When hell's army of 200 million demons, amen, is going to set your soul on fire in the regions of the damned. Amen. And you'll wish to God then you'd have listened.
You understand tonight it's not young converts that we have trouble with in the church. Living right. Without exception, every young convert that comes to the altar will clean up their life and straighten up their act and live for God. But it's people that's been in the church, amen, that has rebelled against the truth. Amen. And they're not satisfied in carrying just their own soul to hell. Amen. They want to spread their corrupt filth, amen, to somebody else and pollute somebody else's mind with their poison. Amen. And wickedness. They're not satisfied going to hell themselves. They want to rail on the preacher. And talk about the church. I'm preaching right this morning. One of the first signs, I'm preaching to y'all right here. Amen. It's quiet in here this morning. One of the first signs of backsliding. Amen. Amen. People in the church backsliding. One of the first signs is, amen, they'll start talking about the church bad. Amen. And if it's not, I'm preaching right this morning. If it's not the church they start talking bad about, they'll talk bad about the church school. And the very boy, come on here, I told you I was going to get close to this morning. The very people that have their children in the church school turns right around, amen, and bites the hand that feeds them. Amen. We're trying to help your children to get out of hell and get off the hell road. Amen. Come on here. And you turn around and talk dirty and awful and nasty and, amen, boogery about the church school. Amen. You foolish thing, you. Amen. You are, excuse the vernacular this morning, but you are an idiot. Amen. Hallelujah. You are stupid. Amen. Trying to, amen, stop somebody from keeping your kids from going to hell. Amen. By you talking nasty and ugly and derogatory about the church school. You are a fool, my friend. Amen. You talk about the church. You talk ugly about the people in the church. Somebody said, well, I love Massanova, but I don't like so-and-so. You are an idiot. You hear me? Amen. Amen. Who do you think makes up the Massanova Pentecostal church? It's
the people that are here. Amen. And every time you take an issue with one another, you're destroying the very thing, amen, that God has sent to save your soul from hell.
Wow. We got a business meeting coming up in a few days. Amen. We're going to want a new pastor after this morning. And I want to tell you, when I see what hell does to the souls of men, the destruction going to be wasted upon this world because of men have rejected the truth. I say, my God, we must do something to awaken us. Shock us. Marcia's father, just last week, I believe it was, having heart trouble. Heart wasn't beating right, right rhythm. It took him to the hospital, larger hospital, where they have the better equipment, better technology. And they put this machine on him. You know what they done? They give what they call shock. Come on here. Trying to regulate the heartbeat because there's an irregularity there. That's what I'm doing this morning. Amen. There's an irregularity in your spiritual relationship with God. If you don't get it corrected, you're going to die, my friend. And you're going to be lost. And I refuse to let your blood be on my hands. No. I will tell you the truth. Now it's up to you.
Bible said in chapter 9 of Revelation verse 6 that men shall seek death and shall not find it. Shall desire to die and death will flee from them. Amen. Describes the features of this attack by the hordes of hell. Bible said, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. This John the Beloved, the preacher of the first century, is giving us a description of the havoc that's going to, amen, be exposed upon the inhabitants of the earth. No wonder, no wonder the angels of God said to the, amen, this preacher, amen, John, woe to the inhabitants of the earth! Woe!
They're only waiting for God. He's placed upon this world this hindrance. All of his 200 million army force. The hideous forces will be turned loose and unleashed on this world. Listen to Joel's description in the book of Joel, and I'm going to read from Moffat's translation of it. Amen. They run like war horses as chariots rattle. They leap on hilltops like flames that crackle, consuming the straw like a vast army in battle array. Hearts are in anguish before them. All faces turn pale. Amen. They charge like warriors. They advance like fighters. Each on his own track. No tangling of paths. None pushes his fellow. Each follows his own line. They burst through the weapons.
Amen. Unbroken, they rush on the city and run over the walls.
Joel chapter 2 and verses 4 through 9. These 200 million hideous demons of darkness of the underworld that afflict men for 5 months on this world, it will be men that have rejected the truth. It will be women that sat in church and said, "No! I'm not going to do it." Someone said, "How do you know that, preacher?" Next to the last verse tells us. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands. They should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, neither which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. You want to know this morning why witchcraft is taking on a gigantic growth in our society in America? You want to understand why there's so many suicides? Is because that people have rejected and rebelled against the truth. The devil don't love you. This world does not love you. Amen. They're only concerned about destroying your soul in hell. Oh God, I pray this morning, Holy Spirit, that you'd walk the aisles of this church. There are precious souls here that has been blinded by the devil, and they're backslid in their heart. Refuse to see their own need. I pray, oh God, that somehow or another the Holy Ghost will arrest that soul in that heart. May there be a repentance, God, that it may be healed. The wounds of sin, Lord, will find a healing in the balm of Jesus' sake. Oh God, we see the trend. But the devil has subtly deceived the souls of men. And I pray this morning, Lord, that you'll touch the hearts of those that are here. And touch their eyes, that the scales will fall from their eyes and the blinders will be taken off and they can see the enemy at work in their own life. Oh God, and make the corrective measures. Take the needed steps. Make the necessary changes lest they be lost. For Jesus' sake, we pray. While every head is bowed. Nobody looking around this morning. Nobody looking around. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Please reverence. Thank you.
I wonder this morning, while your head is bowed and your eyes closed, would you take the time in the next moment or so to take a good look at your own heart? Not somebody else's. Your own heart. Your own heart. In your own life. Eternity is not worth. Eternity in hell is not worth losing your soul over. I mean, oh, Brother Savage, I would never do that. But when you rebel against the truth, you have automatically opened the door to every vice of the devil. Is there one here this morning while we have our heads bowed and our eyes are closed? Would you slip your hand up, Brother Savage? God's talking to my heart. I'm sure not where I need to be and ought to be with God. I need to make some changes. God bless you. Is there any others here this morning that feel your need? How about it? God bless you. Is anybody else here this morning join these two precious people? Brother Savage, God's dealing with my heart. I wish I could make some changes of the past, but I can't go back that far. But I'd like to make some changes now, where from here on, amen, I do right. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Join these. Oh God. Oh God. About 30 seconds, we're going to come pray. Amen. But I feel like that this morning there's some more here. Some more hearts. And God's dealing with your soul. Time's wasting. Time's passing.